Also from the Adler Planetarium, Alyssa Benz.
Okay. Hi, guys. A couple quick preamble things. One, the songs to begin were great, but I would just like to say that Gwen Stefani is 5'6", which is exactly my height, and that is not short. Okay, yes, 5'6". But it was great. Nerdalog sounds really fun. Really interesting. I am also, like Melissa, I'm a postdoctoral researcher here. My name's Alyssa Benz. And unfortunately, I'm not an observational astrophysicist. So I write computer simulations, so I don't have exciting travel stories. And I need to read from this piece of paper somewhat, or else I can talk forever. So I'm going to try to read from this piece of paper. Astrophysicist here at the Adler Planetarium. My work is on the formation and evolution of solar systems. Particularly, I look at solar systems around other stars. So sadly, I have no Pluto details to tell you tonight because my research has never focused on the dwarf planet of the hour. So I can't regale you with wonderful tales of traveling across the globe to chase Pluto's shadow. So I decided to go for a more personal approach, because when I thought about Pluto, I realized that Pluto and I have a lot in common, as much as somebody can have in common with a distant giant ball of rock and ice. Pluto grew up the runt of the solar system, you could say, and being the youngest of three sisters, I grew up the runt of my family. So a little intro of Pluto. Despite the common misconception that Pluto was named after a Disney character, Pluto actually got its name from an 11-year-old girl, little Venetia Burney, thought of the name Pluto. Venetia's grandfather was a librarian at Oxford and knew many astronomers, so he told them about his granddaughter's suggestion. And Pluto, being the Greek god of the distant underworld, and the first two letters, P and L, could have standing for Percival Lowell, the astronomer who first searched for Pluto, made the suggestion very agreeable to everyone, and so Pluto stuck. So the first thing in common. Like Pluto, I too was named by a small child. My oldest sister, who was 9 at the time, got to name me. The minute my parents told her that they were having another baby girl, she was done. I mean, she packed a tiny suitcase, threatened to move to my grandma's. That's how, like, fed up with the sister crap she was. And I guess my parents thought that giving her naming rights would sort of soften the blow. So to this day, I'm extremely grateful that I'm not named Demetria Raspberry, which was the favorite name she gave all of her stuffed animals and Barbie dolls. So I lucked out on that one. And in general, growing up with bigger, older siblings isn't easy. Pluto definitely feels this pain. It's a small mass. Its small mass makes it an easy target for the gravity of other planets in the solar system. In fact, if Pluto had ever wandered a little closer to the sun, it probably would have been captured by one of the ice giant planets, just like the moon Triton was captured by Neptune. So it would have been thought of as a moon. Today, Pluto and Neptune do a bit of a funny 500-year-long dance woven by gravity. For every 3 orbits Neptune takes, Pluto takes exactly 2. And I guess you could say I was influenced by the gravity, or rather cunning, of my big sisters when I was a kid. My middle sister had this cute stuffed bunny, creatively named Bunny. And I loved Bunny. I wanted to hold Bunny. I wanted to play with Bunny. I'm not sure I ever wanted anything more. My sisters knew how to use this influence against me, and for several years, I was basically their personal servant. If I didn't get my sister a cookie and a glass of milk right away, Bunny wouldn't be my friend. And eventually, when I got older, Bunny lost its charms, and I moved on, but it was a long and arduous journey. So I know a lot of the reasons people are here tonight is because there's concern for Pluto. Sitting there in the cold outer reaches of the solar system, demoted to dwarf planet, forgotten. But I, having had many Pluto-like experiences so far, wanted to assure everyone that I think Pluto will be okay. On one cold Minnesota day, my mom, running late to drop my sisters off, quickly dropped me off in front of the doors of my preschool. Little did she know, the preschool was actually closed that day. Luckily, the doors were unlocked because they were doing some repairs. But still, there I sat, alone, like Pluto, forgotten. I know, sad. But you know what? That was one of the greatest days of my four-year-old life. I ate my lunch right away at 8 a.m. No waiting. Which I think, as most preschoolers would say, is the most difficult part of preschool. It was amazing. My earliest memory, I remember playing with all the toys with no other kids as competition. It was the only time I got to play with those like red cardboard brick blocks. Yeah, people know what I'm talking about, which were the hottest commodity at preschool. So this was the only time I ever got to go anywhere near those. So my point, is that Pluto may be a dwarf planet now, forgotten by future astronomy textbooks. But it gets to hang out and play with the rest of the Kuiper Belt objects. No solar system planets getting in its way. And I think Pluto, dwarf planet or not, will stay special because of the stories we tell of it. So I think Pluto will be okay. Okay.
Thank you, Alyssa. Pluto, it's going to be okay, guys. We're making it okay right now. We're telling his stories. Yeah.